og tørne æg. Mm-hmm.
Ja, okay. Mm-hmm.
Does that happen?
Yes, sir. What would you carry water in?
A bucket, a pail.
Okay, and which would be made out of wood or metal?
Well, sometimes we have wooden buckets, sometimes we have metal pail. Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of container do farmers use to carry food out to the pigs?
Slop bucket. I don't know what to use.
That's right. Okay. And what but do you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
What's it made out of?
Iron, metal.
Okay. Now this is a something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up water to boil your clothes.
Wash pot.
Big thing that had
big,
a handle.
Big round wash pot, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, also...
What you boil clothes in and make a fire under? Mm-hmm. What's he going? What a wash pot.
It's also the same thing as a tea...
Teapot.
Or tea... You heard of another name for a teapot?
Mm-hmm.
Did you use, kettle?
Yes, we the kettle. It's different than kettle and the big black pots out in the yard, isn't it?
Oh, tell me about the difference. I don't know.
Well, I see that thing set up on that stove? That's what you call a kettle, tea kettle.
Okay.
Before heating water in the house. Now that thing is old, I don't know, it's about 75, 80 years old. That's
really?
My oldest sister, and she's been there.
Uh-huh.
And I keep it up there sometimes. I heat water and I use it and everything. It's real old. And I just don't give it up. That's tea kettle as far as I'm concerned. And those big black pots that you have in the yard where you boil clothes with all the wash pot.
Okay. Now what would you call the containers that you put cut flowers in?
Flower pots.
Say if you went out to the yard and picked some and put them in a...
And vase.
Okay. And what are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
Knife, fork, spoon, plate, cup, saucer, glass, butter platter, whatnot.
Okay. Now if you served, say, steak, and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put steak...
Knives and steak knife.
Yeah, okay. Now, if the dishes are all dirty, you say, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must...
Wash the dishes.
Okay. And after you wash the dishes, then you...
Set the table.
In clear water? The dishes.
Wash it and then rinse them.
Okay. And let's see. What do you call the cloth or rag that you use in drying dishes?
We call it a dish towel.
Okay. And what do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Washcloth.
And after bathing, what do you use to dry yourself?
Bath towel.
Okay, and what do you turn on at the water pipe at the kitchen sink?
Big pot.
What do you turn?
The faucet.
Okay. Now, people used to buy flour in a...
Oh, you're talking about flour that you can make bread out of?
Yeah.
And a cloth sack.
Or this is something that
call it a flower sack.
Or say it's made out of wood and it's kind of shaped like that.
You used to buy flour, what you cook, you know, something made out of wood.
Mm-hmm. Or let me think.
I don't know.
What do nails come in? Do you know that?
Mm-hmm. Talking about nails, what you nail in wood?
Yeah, they come in big.
In cans, I guess.
Have you heard of, this is the same thing that nails come in sometimes and they, let's see, you can sometimes get beer and beer comes in a big beer.
Can. Nails come in cans.
It's a big one if you want to have it.
I don't know.
Let's see, if you... This is something that you might have to roll off of a wagon.
Nails come in a...
Yeah, well, or...
A can.
A
big nail
barrel.
Can, a metal barrel or something like that.
Okay. And this is something smaller than a barrel. It's